Welcome once again. Hi, I'm Jeffro, and that is spelled J-E-F-F-R-O. My friends call me Jeff, and so can you. By profession, I'm an IT advisory manager, and at the same time, I'm also a trainer and coach in the areas of communications, personal leadership, and self-discovery. I'm a certified professional Scrum Master and also an NLP practitioner. NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. So over the years, I've noticed that most young professionals tend to get stuck at workplace, not having a sense of where they are at the moment and where they're heading to. And some of them are having clear issues that they and their audience, could be family, friends, colleagues, or even clients, they don't seem to get each other. And this is where I come in to solve that gap by teaching how to gain clarity in what we do and how to get a message across in a simple and effective manner. This podcast is designed exactly for that reason, to share the concepts and applications that I have applied, trimmed to a bite size. Now, if you know someone who's having similar issues, your friends, families, colleagues, or anyone else, please share this podcast with them so that they can benefit too from listening to this. Hey people, it's me, Jeffro, and I just came back from a conversation with a friend. And the conversation was really exciting because it's on a topic where we're talking about, should we spend more time on the things that we're good at, or should we spend time on the things that we're interested in? Now, I don't know about you, but for a very long time, I was actually struggling. And I was once in that shoe asking this question as well. Torn between the both, I don't know what I should choose. I was told that you should choose just either one. Doesn't matter which one, but choose one so that you can get really focused at it and be really good at it. Now, it could be the fear of missing out, FOMO in me, that, you know, if I lose one, would I lose a lot kind of thing, that I didn't follow the advice. So I stuck to maintain both of them. And guess what? Many years later today, I'm really happy to tell you that if you marry these two together, what you're good at and what you're interested in, it's really, really good. I mean, the results is unbelievable. Let me just share with you how do I go about it. So at first, getting good at what I do. As an IT graduate, spending 8 years helping clients to find solutions to their problems, I got really good at it to a certain level. I mean, I'm not the best. I'm still learning in one way, but I think I'm pretty good at it. Otherwise, I'll be jobless. Right? But at the same time, I developed a particular interest in people, in leadership, and in personalized communication. So I learned about it. I went for NLP course, I went for a lot of other courses, read up books on how to win friends and influence people, you know, the love languages, and a lot of that. Not just books, but also YouTube videos, online webinars, classroom seminars, and a lot of all those. One thing I realized, to pursue your interests, you need money. I mean, let's not talk about time and energy. That's a given. But you need money because you need to study. I mean, to a certain point, you probably need to go for a course and you will need to hire experts to teach you how to get good at it if you want to save time. Of course, if you have all the time in the world, you're not in a rush and you want to take your time experimenting it, you can do so. I wanted to see how quickly I can get good at it, and therefore I paid for it. So how do I fund for this? What I'm good at, I make a salary out of it, I pay for it. And that's how I explore. So I started off with spending 10% of my time putting into what I do. And then after that, I slowly increased into 20, 30, 40% and experimenting it, applying what I've learned and seeing some results. The moment I see the results from what I like doing, I enjoy it. Like, that satisfaction is, oh, so good. And I want more of it. And the more I do it, the more I want it. And I get so excited doing that. Then what I realize is that from an IT world and a leadership and people world, you put them together, you can draw a different type of energy. So I apply that into building high performance team. I teach people about how to be confident. I teach them that, you know, you can actually personalize your communication rather than using one for all. You can actually have one that is meant for people who are visual, people who are auditory, and people who are kinesthetic. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's just people who are based more on emotions and feelings. And you'd be surprised when you do this, the IT things that you talk about, given that you actually cater for all this crowd, regardless of their roles, you will actually make a huge impact. Really, really. I mean, if you want to know more about what I do and how I do it, you can always text me, drop me a message, and we can share more on that. But I'm not going to do it over this video because it's going to take a lot of time, right? So in short, I put them together and that creates a whole different skill because they've never seen an IT guy talk in with such excitement, and they've never seen the other side of the trainers who can tell you the corporate experience from an IT perspective that can be easily shared to people like a customer, like a CFO, CEO, engineer, finance, actuarial, agriculture, and whatever it is, that you can just tune that message according to them. That's what I learned. That's what I'm good at right now. And so you don't have to choose between what you're good at and what you're interested in. You can put them together and create something magical, something so unique that only you have. I mean, it's really amazing. And I don't know how else to put it in words, but you gotta really experience it. And I suggest that you start off with just putting some time into learning that, applying it, and then if you think that's worth it, do more of it. Once you get good at it, you create your unique position in the market. I'll give you a good example. If you have a programmer and he's good at Japanese language, you put them together. Hey, what do you think would happen? Right? I'm going to leave you just at that. Let you imagine. There's so many possibilities out there. Right? So I hope this helps you to understand that you don't need to choose between what you're good at and what you're interested in. That you can put them together, work them out into your unfair advantage. That is all. Bye-bye. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please recommend to your friends and family if you think that this podcast can benefit them too. Stay tuned and stay awesome.